Ika Avalani was a young teenager when Georgia fought for its independence and then suffered from internal turmoil. And the current outbreak of violence frightens him.
I used to go get bread for my parents, I mean for my home, and then there was shellings going on and like militaries on the other side of the line.
Avalani is a 31-year-old graphic designer for New York University, but he says concentrating on work right now is impossible. He's been up at night, checking the internet and talking to his cousins. And though they seem optimistic about kicking Russian soldiers out of the South Ossetian province, Avalani is much more skeptical.
I don't want to go back to '90s. Like, '90s was the darkest period of our time. And, you know, you don't want to live in these ruins and having so many deaths.
Out in Brighton Beach, immigrants from Russia, the Ukraine, Georgia, and other countries that once belonged to the Soviet Union are avidly checking the news. On Friday afternoon, Nana Javahishvili had her laptop open in a Georgian cafe. The news broadcast on her screen was in Georgian, images of troops advancing and explosions in the sky.
We are so upset here, everybody, by the way, all Georgian people. We never like to have a war in Georgia.
Her 29-year-old son is in the Georgian capital, about 3 hours from the fighting. And though he has a wife and children there, when she spoke to him last night...
He was telling me, I like to go by myself to, you know, to protect our people there. Even.
She says he wants to go fight to keep South Ossetia a part of Georgia and free of Russian influence. Both Avalani and Javahishvili blame the Russian government for this violence. They say the Russians are meddling in Georgia's affairs and ultimately trying to take the country back. The Russian government has said it's protecting the interests of Russian citizens. But both Russian and Georgian immigrants here say the two are completely friendly on American turf.
We never blame each other with this situation because we are just friends. And we are blaming just governments. That's it, you know, politics.
My Russian friends called me today saying, like, what's going on? You know, I'm so sad this is going on, and I'm sad too. But, you know, we obviously are on two different sides of the thing, and if I had to, I would shoot at them.
Avalani clarified he wouldn't shoot at his friends, rather at Russian soldiers, if he had to.
It would be stupid because I have no military training whatsoever, but I think every Georgian will tell you the same thing. At least every Georgian man.
Among Russian immigrants in Brighton Beach and elsewhere, immediate assessments of the renewed violence are more varied. Many Russians here are Jews who came to America to escape anti-Semitism in Russia. A customer at the Primorsky restaurant on Brighton Beach Avenue says he left Russia when someone left a note on his door saying, "Jews, get out of here." Now he says Russia should butt out of negotiations between Georgia and the South Ossetian province.
I know for sure they're supposed to make some decision and resolve this situation by themselves. It don't supposed to be like this.
But outside, in a playground where Russian men are playing cards, Yakov Binder says maybe Georgia is making a mistake. Russia is home to the North Ossetian province, he points out, so maybe South Ossetia should be allowed to join it.
North Ossetia and South Ossetia, this is one people, and they will be together.
The director of the Russian-American Cultural Center in Manhattan says she knows nothing about politics and is confused about the will of the South Ossetian people. Regardless, Regina Kaharikel says this fighting is painful. She remembers visiting the Black Sea for vacation before she migrated to the States.
And it's beautiful. So it's a part of our life. It's part of my past. It's part of my emotional, I would say, state. And I think it's such a tragic, it's such a beautiful place becoming a battlefield.
The hope among many immigrants from both Russia and Georgia is that the United States and Europe will intervene to help stop the fighting and find some diplomatic solution. For WNYC, I'm Marianne McCune.